America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome everybody. I hope you have fun and a safe 4th of July. Can I get approval of the agendas for today?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get approval of the minutes of the June 21st, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
Move to approve the meeting minutes from the June 21st, 2022 regular.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unfinished business, ordinance 1411, third and final reading, and ordinance amending section 10-1.8, part 6 through 9 of the Code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to the collection practices of garbage, trash, and other waste material. Can I get a motion to approve ordinance 1411 on its third and final reading?
Move to approve ordinance 1411 on its third and final reading.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Ordinance 1411 passes. New business, Timka Hall, YMCA, street closure request for August 6th for the Klondike Rush.
Hello, everyone. Back for my annual presentation. We're in 44th year this year for our road closure on the weird stretch that is part city, part county. The event, as Mayor said, is Saturday, August 6th. We're requesting to close down the intersection of Klondike and Fetterman to Klondike and Palmerly from the duration of 6 a.m. till approximately 9:30 a.m. I have already spoke to the county and filled the paperwork out for their portion of Klondike Drive, as well as spoke to Captain Garth Nicholas about traffic control. We're just hoping to be able to shut down our stretch and continue with the race as usual.
Can I get a motion to approve the street closure request for August 6th for the Klondike Rush for its 44th year?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you for your time.
Next on the agenda is Travis Tackett, Big Iron Auctions, Rip Cook-Off, July 30th. Request for a street closure request, East Fetterman by Crazy Woman Square, and a designated open container area request for Crazy Woman Square.
On July 30th, we're hosting a fundraiser Rip Cook-Off. The fundraiser is going to be from Johns County Fairgrounds Foundation. And so all the proceeds from that will go to them. We're requesting to shut off the street from Main Street to Lawman, alongside the square there, and also requesting a 24-hour malt liquor license.
What are the hours of the street closure, Trent?
We'd like probably 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And there, on a side note, there was somebody called me this afternoon that are thinking about having crazy days that day downtown and possibly having a street dance. Want to piggyback off us, which I'm fine with, but we'd have to come back and talk to you guys for them, or they would. That's what we would need.
Okay.
Now, when do you need the open container refund? Well, I guess when is the event, or what's the time of the event?
July 30th, but we wouldn't need the open container till, you know, say noon.
Okay. Not all day.
No.
So noon to noon.
Maybe 10, say 10 to 6 is what we need for.
Chief. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the street closure request, East Fetterman, Crazy Woman Square, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and a designated open container area request, Crazy Woman Square, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the same day?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Just one thought. Have you talked to Bill Hawley yet about that?
I have a call in to him. I'm going to talk to Julie about it, but I will.
Okay.
For sure.
Have a motion second. Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Before Mr. Kerman is not here, he did send a written report.
Not yet.
Terry Easy, the building inspector.
Mayor, Council, I don't have anything other than we'll talk about this morning. I am looking at trying to get a contractor in to fix the siding on our house out at Stockyard Road. So I'm having everyone booked up and pretty busy, so starting someone out there to take a look at it.
Okay.
Any questions or anything else?
Any questions? Thank you. Sean said. Chief said.
A little faster this week.
Looking up.
Mayor, Council, for the month of June, we had just over 3,500 calls for service coming into dispatch. We responded to 1,000. Out of the 3,525, we responded to, our officers went out to 1,000 of those calls. An update on the break-ins in the vehicles that we had, the burglaries. We did charge one juvenile, and then we have a active arrest warrant for one adult in that case. We did have a call on the 30th. Up at 1311 South Lucas, there were some storage units that were broken into. The doors were kicked in. We don't think that has anything to do with what we had with the vehicles. However, that's still being investigated right now. As of right now, we don't have any property that was taken out of those, so I'm not real sure what's going on with that. So that's being investigated. We still, out of the burglaries from the vehicles, we still have two guns that we recovered that have not been reported stolen yet. So we're kind of asking the community to double-check vehicles. One of our victims said that he wouldn't even know his vehicle was broken into and the gun taken unless he saw our Facebook page. So we're kind of still trying to find the two victims to those guns, and we still have one gun outstanding in reference to that. Our calls for service are pretty much on pace the same last year, so we're expecting another busy summer. 4th of July weekend, we had no major incidents, which was good. It stayed pretty quiet. As I said this morning, I can't thank the community enough for their support for Corporal Rasmussen's homecoming. Getting the procession together, you know, was an undertaking, but we could have done it without all the help of everybody involved in the city and all the community out. I think it was an amazing send-off and homecoming, so I appreciate the city's support with that. And with that, I would love to answer any questions if you have any. No. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Larry Hubert.
Mayor and Council, I have much to really report, but I had a full crew on a poor garbage truck this morning, and I was very happy. I'm getting pushed.
The projects are moving along at a rambunctious pace.
The water lines? And the water lines. And the water lines, she's doing really good down in our Bozeman, and I haven't been out on the other one.
Pouring curb today.
Did they pour curb today?
Flat iron. Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments?
Afternoon, guys and girls. I'm Dan Sellers here in Buffalo. Been here since 2001. Just retired this year. And our neighborhood is literally gone to the barking, stinking dogs. And I'm sick of it. Every day since I've retired, I have to be awoke, interrupted by disrespectful neighbors who let their stinking, barking dogs bark nonstop. And a lot of times, viciously. I'm surrounded by neighbors that have moved in and have just don't know the responsibility of owning a dog or how simple it is to train or stop a dog from barking. We've had dogs in our lives and never have we let this happen to our neighbors and be this dang disrespectful. I've been able to talk to a couple of them. The one that just, I guess, one of the worst ones right next to us. They got two stinking pound dogs that should never have been put back in the community, non-stop barking when they let them out. And this is every day we're home, several times a day. I'm retired. I've spent taxes in this community ever since I've been here. And it's never been like this except for the last 2 years, basically. There's probably 15 dog owners in our neighborhood that I can hear from Klondike to Fetterman to Fullerton, just north of the cemetery. It used to be a real nice neighborhood. People have had dogs in that neighborhood ever since I've been there. Most of them very good, responsible neighbors who trained their dog. You never knew they had a dog until they brought it out and walked down the street and still never barked. These dogs are left, that we have now, are left to bark from little rat-sized dogs to cat-sized dogs. Not just one, but now two. I go outside to work in my yard, and I'm attacked in my own stinking home by these dogs. And if there was not a fence there, the dog would come through there, and I'd have to beat it to death with a stick. They're growling at me. I'm trying to mow the lawn. I'm trying to work nonstop, growling viciously at me. Then the neighbor right behind us has had a little dog.
Yip, 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 yip.
25 feet from our home, from where we're sitting in our backyard trying to enjoy it. Go out to the front yard. Person down the street, three houses. I'm out there working or whatever. And all of a sudden, his dog got is fenced in and it's standing on its porch barking like it wants to kill you. Nothing happens. So I'm finally got to be yelling in my own home every stinking day. Stop barking. Bad dog. No barking. Finally, the neighbor will open their neighbors will open the doors and let their dog in. Not a damn word of reprimand. I have to do their job. I don't want to live like this anymore. I spent my 22 years working and I'm ready to retire and enjoy my life in my own backyard. And I think the Constitution guarantees me that. I should not have to sit here and put up with this kind of disrespectful neighbors. I've tried to talk to a couple of them. And with that being said to you, I want to give credit to the neighbors who have some truth, who've done something about their dogs. So I've got a couple that listen to me. Others have been habitual offenders. I finally walk over there to talk to them, and their dog, as I'm walking up the, down the street to them, are just getting more vicious and vicious all the time. And I'm yelling at their dog to shut up, stop barking. I knock on their door. I hit their doorbell. This has happened at least three times on each of these half a dozen other homes. Nothing. They won't even come to their stinking door. Then all of a sudden, Rover, they get a cue or whatever, and Rover runs off and they let him back in the stinking house. Again, not a word of reprimand. So I'm asking, please, make some kind of ordinance with some teeth in it. And to me, it's real, real simple. We've got muzzles. We got no bark collars. We've got surgeries they can do, or just get rid of the dang things if you don't know how to take care of your own dog. Please make some kind of an ordinance, which is very, very disappointing that I heard that we don't even have a stinking ordinance about this. I'm talking to the good couple of cops that I was able enough to talk to about the complaints. And sadly, some of the worst offenders in our neighborhood are business owners, law enforcement officers that just don't get it. I want to live in my home in peace. Please help me do something here. The pound also needs to be, in my opinion, some suggestions of the pound. They should not be turning these stinking dogs back out that are vicious. The old lady that lived just across our street, she passed away 4 months ago. The pound gave her a pound dog, a German Shepherd, that the
day she brought it in there was just in the backyard, growling, barking, just viciously. She had health problems. She'd go down once or twice a week from drinking and whatever else. The medical people and the next door neighbor that was helping her could not even go in there because that dog was so dang vicious, given to her by the pound. So I don't know what we can do about the pound taking care of dogs like this or putting them down, but certainly they should not be put back into the town for the rest of us to have to deal with. We've been pinned in our car. My wife has been pinned in her car twice by neighbor's dogs that rushed her. I've been attacked one time by a neighbor's dog that I rushed, and it ran back to the neighbor. But I talked to those neighbors. These are neighbors over the years, and they took care of the problem. So anyhow, I guess I'm just at my wit's end. Again, I've retired, and every day since I've retired, night and day, whether I'm sick, try to crack the window over, get some fresh air, I got a stinking yapping dog all around me because the neighbors won't do something. Some solutions, maybe send every dog owner, we got licenses, I believe, but people who have dogs, send them some rules or regulations. You must stop your dog from barking. Here's some suggestions. Go to the internet, stop your dog from barking. If you don't, you need to get rid of them. Public service messages in the paper or on the radio. This doesn't sound like I'm the only one who has a problem. I've had other neighbors say, yeah, I'd like to do so. I wish I'd never moved to this neighborhood because of this stinking, barking dog. Well, let's write a letter and come to the city council with me. I got a business. I know. So, you know how most people are. They're spineless. They don't want to get involved or say anything bad or something that someone might take offense to. So anyhow, with that said, any questions, let me know, but please, please, I don't want to live like this anymore. I've been there 21 years, had a real nice home built up, and I don't want to be run out of my own home by irresponsible, stinking, barking dogs. Thank you.
Thanks. Any other more over the comments?
My name is Laura Harmon. I'm in certain community up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Please.
There's an ad in Buffalo News in advance for the chamber position, and I just wanted to read this one part, and this is interesting for the police also, because they listed in there the requirements. And we don't have the chamber doors open still, so I'm concerned as a business owner. But it says in here, for the ad for the job, remove all but $5 in currency from the donation jar, place in zippered bank, and place under the counter. Place the donation jar under the counter. Turn on back and front light, and then leave, you know. But that seems a little odd to put that on the public thing for, you know, advertising for a job as a job description. So it's kind of like telling everybody where the money is from the donations from the visitor center, which are hundreds of dollars. They get a stash in the summer. And so they're sitting under the counter at the visitor center. Or I'm not sure if that's the visitor center or the chamber office. But my real reason for coming in here, and I just went to look at this, was, and I just saw this like 10 minutes ago, and just thought I'd note that, because I didn't notice it before. But I am concerned as a business owner, again, that our chamber is not open. It really has made a difference. I've had multiple people in my shop asking about where to go for this and that and the other thing, and I don't know where to send them. I could send them to the city hall, and I'm telling them where to go. You know, and I'm trying to give them map directions and all kinds of things. So it has been a problem. And people have said, you know, where is the chamber? You know, what's going on? So I would kind of second his concerns about the dog. We've had that problem for years. Three dogs behind us, and now there's a St. Bernard puppy right next to our garden with the fence, and they're all three dogs barking in a very small yard. And they got a St. Bernard puppy now. And I'm like, it's a very small yard, not probably 7,000 square foot property. So, but I do know that the police do issue citations. I'm pretty sure they do that because we had called in a few years ago. So I appreciate that. And anyway, I know that there is an ordinance for that, for the dog barking. But that's all I had. My main concern was the chamber.
I really had a plan for that's why I might have requested for reallocation from the Summer Information Center to the Downtown Visitor Center, and they had to advertise the job. I don't know what the timeline is.
Well, it was supposed to be in July. That's what I heard. It was the whole thing. But they're never going to hire somebody to do what they're asking for, a four-year degree, a ton of information and ability for $15 to $18 an hour and 20 hours a week. There's no way.
Yeah, with them being a standalone organization, we don't have anything to do with approving that or anything.
I know that, but I just didn't know where to go. So I'm just, voicing my concerns.
And I hope maybe we could get them back in here eventually to get an update.
So, anyway, it's no concern on you. I was just literally don't know who to talk to at this point. So, anyway, thanks.
Any other oral or written comments?
Can I follow up just for a second? With that being said, I'd be glad to sit down with you guys. You've been throwing some suggestions on how we might be able to improve this situation or whatever. Just wanted to let you know I'm willing to help.
Okay. Thank you. Any other oral or written comments?
In lieu of everything that's been going on with gas prices, this is my main concern. Not only does he have a vehicle, but everybody in the everybody in the force has one. How much money are we putting out a month for fuel in the last 3 months? Same communities as ours, do the research. Went from $100,000 to $200,000, almost $300,000. Excuse me. Why are they still allowed to do it themselves when gas is now almost $5 a gallon? What's the point? There's no point in it. They need to be put where they belong and stay there. They have no personal vehicles. For that reason, rural area, don't matter. I don't see why they even have them to begin with outside of the job. I've seen a person bring their own wives and kids or whatever else to different shops, different places, while they're on duty. That's not allowed either. So why are, just different concepts of it, why? The whole aspect of why do they get to do it? Why do you allow them to do it? Don't make any sense. Y'all need to do something about it. I'm tired of paying $5 myself, let alone paying $5 for them to run their vehicles all day long to and from their house. How much does it really cost? Think about that.
Can I get your name for the record?
Sure. Mr. Weitz. Shane knows who I am. And so does he.
Mr. Weitz, we're not going to get out of control here.
Excuse me?
So we're not going to get out of control.
Am I out of control right now?
No, but you can get that way. So we're just going to end it before it starts.
I'm not done at all by any means. There's no reason for them to even have the vehicles outside of their job. That's all for.
We're done, Mr. Weitz.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we are not.
Can I get a motion to...
Excuse me.
You're welcome.
Are you going to do something about this issue that we have as a community paying $5 a gallon for how many vehicles to go out every single day?
Announcements.
In Johnson County and Buffalo?
Announcements.
You draw off the story in every other county or every other city in Johnson County? Do not stop. Excuse me. Step out of my face. Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
This is you, Mr. Chairman.
So you're just going to overlook what I bring up as a valid point?
No, we're not overlooking it.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be back every Tuesday with the same grievance. And also, why you hired a threatening chief of police unbeknownst to you what happened in February. Fuck off.
Okay,
Parade Day.